You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A recent poll by CBS and YouGov in the United States has found nearly half of Republicans believe Americans should just have to live with mass shootings. And despite 13 mass shootings being recorded in the US over the weekend and at least 246 shootings this year so far, lawmakers on the right are still refusing to budge. After the Christchurch mosque attacks in 2019, New Zealand moved rapidly to ban assault weapons. Similar gun laws were passed in the United Kingdom and in Australia following mass shootings in 1996. So why has it been so hard to pass similar laws in the United States? Stricter gun laws is a hyperpartisan issue which is largely supported by the general US population, 62% according to the most recent poll, but faces staunch opposition from Republican legislators. Recently, Casper spoke to Dr. Maria Amudian about some of the barriers in the way of passing gun control legislation.
But what I can tell you is that it's really extraordinarily hard to regulate guns and gun carrying and ownership because of the way, first of all, the Constitution has been interpreted by the U.S. Supreme Court, but also because of how certain members of certain communities have a tremendous attachment to their arms, to their weapons, in part because of concerns, you know, culturally have developed around fear of a tyrannical government, fear of safety, security issues that are all wrapped up in this. Some of that's been sort of whipped up by an organization I'm sure your listeners have heard of called the National Rifle Association, which represents, of course, the weapons manufacturers, but also has a very large membership base and very vocal and very passionate about gun ownership. They're terrified of losing their guns.
A recent study found that guns are now the number one killer of children in the US, surpassing automobiles. And with a spate of recent deadly shootings, including an elementary school in Texas, a medical facility in Oklahoma, a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, and a Taiwanese church service in California, many Democratic politicians have been calling for reform. Here is U.S. Senator Chris Murphy.
There have been more mass shootings than days in the year. Our kids are living in fear every single time they set foot in a classroom because they think they're going to be next. What are we doing? Why do you spend all this time running for the United States Senate? Why do you go through all the hassle of getting this job, of putting yourself in a position of authority, if your answer is that as this slaughter increases, as our kids run for their lives, we do nothing?
And here is Texas Governor Hopeful Beto O'Rourke interrupting a press conference by incumbent Governor Greg Abbott. Beto also addressed reporters following the press conference. This is what he said.
He kicked you out, but why are you leaving?
Because I'm telling the truth. Because these kids died because the governor of the state of Texas, the most powerful man in the state, chose to do nothing. He went to Santa Fe High School after kids were killed in their classrooms, told the parents he would do something. He did nothing. He came to my hometown of El Paso after 23 people were slaughtered. He said he was going to do something. He did nothing. In fact, the only thing he did was make it easier to buy a gun. The only thing he did was make it easier to carry a gun in public, and he bragged about the fact that there would be no background check, no training, no vetting whatsoever.
When it comes to responding to tragic mass shootings, one common rhetoric is that guns don't kill people, people kill people. Mental health issues are often scapegoated by lawmakers reluctant to enable stricter laws on gun control. The trouble is, the very same lawmakers who readily blame mental health issues on mass shootings are frequently cutting mental health budgets. This is Greg Abbott at that same press conference after the Texas elementary school shooting.
What I do know is this, and that is we as a state, we as a society, need to do a better job with mental health. Anybody who shoots somebody else has a mental health challenge.
those opposing stricter gun controls frequently cite the often quoted Second Amendment from the US Constitution. The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. However, experts argue that in the age of much more sophisticated and deadly weapons, the amendment, which was written back in the late 1700s, must evolve to keep up with modern society. Eleanor Clift, a reporter for MSNBC, says this. In 1791, the year the Second Amendment was ratified, a trained marksman could get off 4 shots in a minute. The 18-year-old shooters in Buffalo and Uvalde had AR-15s that could discharge hundreds of bullets, rendering their victims unrecognizable without DNA testing. As midterm elections approach, Democrats are hopeful to win Senate seats and end the filibuster preventing gun control laws from being passed. Watch this space.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.